Good afternoon, everyone. My name is Grazia Al-Fahimi. Thank you very much for dialing in this afternoon. It's a really lovely sunny day. I'm just sort of enjoying the last couple of days of a British summer. I have about 4 points that I wanted to cover during today's Wessex Safety Hour, and then we'll open for question and answers towards the end. Anything that I am not able to answer, I'm happy to forward to the right and person to deal with the matter. Okay, so the first thing that I just want to kind of discuss with you this afternoon is about our safety attendance. So last week, safety attendance. So at the moment, we are not really recording our numbers in at a timely manner. So at close of play last week, which is normally on Fridays at 12:30, we only recorded 49% of our attendance, yet over the weekend that increased to 62%. So it's really a course of action from Ivan asking us to respect that deadline of Friday 12:30 and make sure that you've recorded your safety hour attendance either via email or the app by Friday 12:30. I had an interesting conversation, just slightly off tangent here, with at our last week we had a safety team meeting, our wider safety team, because I sit within the safety team. And one of the things that we talked about is, you know, the obsession of targets and recording numbers and we becoming so safety by numbers. And one of the things that our Horshi head of safety said was, you know, it would be great for us not to have these targets and numbers, you know, like safety hour. And be sort of focused and about those numbers, because it sometimes drives the wrong type of behaviour, and that might be a feeling that is shared by some of you guys listening at the very moment. The thing is that was discussed was as a route at the moment we don't have the safety maturity yet. That shouldn't be our focus, and that safety comes naturally without somebody focused on the numbers. So that is an interesting thing, and I would really value your insight or opinion on that matter, how we can move our safety maturity up. Are we focusing on the right things to get that, you know, our organization's safety maturity app, so we're not so focused on targets and numbers, but that people do the right thing, you know, for the right reasons, and that they follow these things without us having to set targets, etc. So so please, if you jot that down, and we can, you know, you can respond to that, even if you don't want to do that on this call. I would really value, or why the safety team would be really interested in knowing if we are focusing our attentions in the right way to improve our safety maturity. So once again, just to re-emphasize that, if you can get your safety hour attendance numbers logged and recorded before Friday at 12:30 p.m. every week, please, that would be brilliant. Now, number two that I wanted to just touch on is, so this is material that is available on the Safety Hour blog, and I'm just briefly touching in on it, so I would ask you to, you know, take a moment and have a read through it yourself and take from that information what you find most relevant. So I've done a scan of the safety summary for last week, and actually what is set and was pulled out of that material was, again, some near miss that happened at Leatherhead. So I'll run through with you. And I would also ask you to have a read, because they've loaded some audio material on the blog. So just to give you some background information on that this is still an ongoing investigation, etc. But two men were involved in a near miss. P-Way staff with a passenger train at approximately 1:30 whilst retrieving an impact wrench from the forfeit. The team had been fitting fish plates and clamps to a rail defect on the down BTH3 between Leatherhead and Box Hill. So the lookout had given an audible warning on his horn, but this may have been initially missed due to the impact wrench running. So there was not a touch lookout with the team. Now, it is believed that the safe system of work had been tested prior to the commencement of work, but not tested with the impact wrench running. So the cost believes that he reached the position of safety with approximately 6 seconds to spare, and the cost called in the near miss on himself. So, with this near miss, once again, they've loaded some audio that you can listen to the horn, the lookout's horn blowing while the band is in operation. So while the impact wrench is running, and you can listen for yourself whether you could hear the horn if you were working on the bands or the impact wrench, and then the other one without this. So it's worthwhile, obviously, if this is directly impacting you and your teams, to take note of this. It could be an opportunity to review some safe systems of work with maybe with operatives running some machinery and equipment and checking whether this impacts on the lookout that is utilized. So once again, I'm not an expert on this, but this is well worth information having a look at if this is sort of work that you and your teams are involved with. If there's any questions, I'll open up to the call at the end of this. Another matter, number three, that I just wanted to touch base with the listeners today as well, is a shared learning. And this is quite a sad event. In early March of this year, a colleague of ours based in Milton Keynes collapsed, suffered cardiac arrest, and although CPR was performed, they unfortunately did not survive. From that, the shared learning, it's once again the question is asked about, do you know where defibrillators are in your workplace? So if in the event of an emergency, you know where to access the defibrillator. And just one of the things then with this kit is they were designed with no training required, and they have there some information to have a look at. So I would just urge yourselves, to have a read through this shared learning, really make sure that both you and your colleagues, because it's not just worthwhile that you know where the defibrillator is, but if you are in a crisis, that your colleagues know where to access it if they need to come to your aid. And the equipment will take you through the whole, step by step through the whole event. And if you don't need any, sort of shock or anything like that, it won't deliver any. So it will just talk the rescuer through the whole thing. So two key things from that is know where your defibrillator is, and number two is always in that emergency situation still to call 999. This brings me to my final point that I just wanted to raise with you guys that's listening, is there's two new standards that are coming live at the end of this week and next week. They are, at the end of this week, this new stress risk assessment standard, and next week, the trauma incident standard. Now, if you are just a normal colleague, then the most that that you need to know is basically that your line manager is required to do a stress risk assessment on you in certain events. So if you are off due to stress, or if you report that you are struggling with your work, or if your behavior has changed, you know, you've become more withdrawn, you're not behaving as what is normal for you, and that your manager knows. So it's something that was designed to risk assess stress in the same way as any sort of physical hazard that somebody's exposed to, like we have for noise or for even BSE risk assessment for our office-based colleagues. So it's another hazard that we haven't really, as a company or a business, have put sort of any risk assessment in, and now we are asking our line managers to do the stress risk assessment. Now, there is some really great material available that I have emailed out to Tina to ask that it is distributed to the rest of the line managers so that they are aware to do briefings, as well as just for their own reading as well, to do the stress risk assessment. And it just explains the new standard to that. And then the same thing with the trauma incident standard. Network Rail's policy around this is all about watchful waiting, so about informal conversation between the line manager and the employee to try and keep the employee at work if that is what they feel is the best place for them to be during that period if they've been exposed to a traumatic incident, and also the sources of support for the employee. But it's not necessary to come out and just to explain that it is normal. Most people would recover between 4 to 6 weeks following a traumatic incident, but there's also some training opportunities, etc., available, and it's all explained in the new standard as well. So a lot of information that is on the safety blog today, and that I've sort of given a whistle stop to her through. I do apologise. I am going to ask Gary to open the line, so if there's any burning questions, then obviously I can try my very best to answer those. Thank you.
Okay, ladies and gents, if you would like to ask a question on the phone, so you need to dial star then one, record your name, and then press the hash key, and check you haven't got your mute buttons on. So that's star then one, record your name, and then press the hash key. Okay, no questions at the moment, but just to remind you again, if you would like to ask a question on the phones, you need to dial star then one, record your name, and then press the hash key. Okay, still no questions at the moment.
Okay, Gary, I would then just thank everybody for attending and dialing into the call today. Just last before I leave or close the call, I would ask that, or just inform everyone that's listening, that on Thursdays between 12:30 and 1:10, there is a walk from Basingstoke Reception that is led by Dave, our National Health trainer, and we sort of alternate this week. As far as I know, it's a walk class, and the walk class normally involves a walk combined with some lower extremity exercises like squats and lunges. Next week, Thursday, it will just be a normal walk, a short circuit to be back at 1:00. It's a nice opportunity just to get away from your desk for a minute and just have a nice chat, meet maybe some colleagues that you wouldn't necessarily get to meet in your day-to-day work. So, yes, if there isn't any other questions, or if you do have any questions, please feel free to contact me. My name is Grazia Elsahimi at networkrail.co.uk. Otherwise, enjoy the rest of your afternoon. Thank you very much.